All right, we're live here at Exotica, New Jersey, 2015, day 3, Sunday, with the lovely Miss Katie Morgan. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've almost lost my voice, but I'm good. So good.
How's your weekend been here at Exotica?
So much fun. I've been so busy. It's just amazing, all the people and the energy. I love seeing the fans.
All right, now the big news is that you've recently returned to the adult shooting. Now, what's that been like?
I'm back. Oh my God, it's so much fun. I think the boys are so much hotter than they used to be. No offense to the other boys, but holy God, these guys came out of like calendars or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, man, these days with Gonzo's, I mean, it shooting's a lot more intense than it used to be.
It is, and I know you're not into the crazy six-packs, but I am.
All right. So what made you decide to come back?
Oh, I missed it. I thought about it for like a year, but I just missed it, and I missed all of the people and the dicks and all the hot ladies.
Yeah. Well, you stopped when? What was it, 2007, 2008?
Yeah, I took 7 off. I did 7 in, 7 out.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
don't do the math.
Yeah, that was right around the time you filmed the Zach and Miri Make a Porno, right?
Well, that was really what happened. I left to go film that, and I live in Vegas anyway, and I just got so busy, I couldn't make anything work, and all the offers I got, I couldn't get to, and then eventually I was just like, I'm done. The universe is telling me it's not time. So I left, and even then it was never really official. I just stopped doing it and got married, so.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of girls.
It does.
So what was it like working on a big mainstream Hollywood movie like that?
Oh my God, it was so much fun. It was really, I would say it was more fun than Chatsworth, but there's more orgasms over there. But just amazing. It was like, everybody was so great. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, so it was kind of like very surreal.
Yeah, watching the DVD and the behind the scenes features, it looked like you guys had a blast making that movie.
We did. I was out there like 3 months. It was amazing.
Yeah. I think my favorite part is when you were doing your sex scene there with Jason Mewes, and the guy was like pouring coffee beans on top of you because he was just so ridiculous.
Yes, the beans kept popping too. It was a very interesting experience.
Yes. All right. So what new movies have you shot so far since you come back?
Oh, well, the first one just came out. This is my first scene back, Breastfest. Lex's Breastfest number 6. I'm totally losing my voice. And then there's a bunch of other ones. I don't have the titles on all of them. I've done some Penthouse stuff, done some Zero Tolerance stuff, Brazzers, Naughty America. There's just a bunch in the pipeline. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, first scene back, Lexington Steel, you really dove in head first.
Well, I mean, we had never got to work together, and like literally as soon as that press release came out, he hit my agents and he had me booked like 2 days. I got my test back the morning before. I was supposed to be on set. It was like that. I was like, all right, welcome back. Dive in head first.
Very cool. Do you plan on sticking around for a little while?
Oh, God, yes. I don't know how long, but I'm going to fuck as long as I want to.
All right. Sounds good. So, last question here. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex is when I have enough orgasms.
There you go. It's different for every girl.
Yes.
So where can the fans get a hold of you?
Oh, on Twitter, I'm @TheKatieMorgan. Same on Facebook, TheKatieMorgan. Instagram, KatieMorganXOXOX. And then my website mostly just has my dance gigs posted. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you in the future.
Thank you. I'll see you all soon.
Thank you very much.